The media first reported on Elizabeth Warren's claims of Native American heritage during her 2012 Senate campaign. Warren maintains her mother was part Cherokee, and President Trump refocused attention on the issue in 2016 when he began publicly mocking Warren by calling her Pocahontas. Then, in 2018, Warren responded to a direct challenge from the president.
I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian, you know.
In a video released October 15th, Warren asks Stanford geneticist Carlos Bustamante to corroborate her family story with DNA test results.
The president likes to call my mom a liar. What do the facts say?
The facts suggest that you
absolutely have a Native American ancestor in your pedigree.
Cherokee Nation was quick to criticize. The tribe's Secretary of State, Chuck Hoskin Jr., spoke with NPR the following day.
DNA, at best, will tell you if there are markers in your genetic code that trace you to Native peoples in North America and South America. It's not going to tie you to a particular group of Native peoples, to a particular tribe. Keep in mind, Indian tribes in this country are sovereign nations. We existed before the United States was in existence.
So far, genealogists haven't been able to prove Warren has Cherokee ancestors, which is how the tribe determines citizenship. Though Warren has never claimed tribal citizenship, Hoskin says her DNA test reinforced a misconception that Native Americans are one broad racial category, rather than members of hundreds of present-day sovereign nations.
Often it is about appropriating our identity and our culture. We fought long and hard for this status. It's a legal status that was nearly extinguished by the government of the United States.
That status underpins federal funding, land rights, mineral rights, special protections for Native American children, and more. It's been called into question more than once under the Trump administration. Brandon Scott is a Cherokee citizen who lives near Tulsa. I called him using Skype to get his thoughts on Warren's candidacy.
I don't discredit her worthiness to be a presidential candidate. It's just the part of me that really gets me is she never really apologize to the people that it affected.
Like Hoskin, Scott feels Warren's DNA test exacerbated misunderstandings of Native American identity.
No one ever says, oh, you're an American? What percentage American? I'm Cherokee. I'm the same as I'm an American citizen. I'm a Cherokee citizen. It's where I live. It's where I'm from.
Scott runs the Cherokee Phoenix, the tribe's official newspaper, and he recently tweeted at Warren, saying if she were to send an apology, he'd publish it.
That's a legitimate offer. I would print it in our very next paper on the front page. And because honestly, her policy, her politics, I agree with a lot of it.
Rebecca Nagel is a writer and full-time Cherokee language learner in Tahlequah. The tribe pays her to learn Cherokee as a second language. Nagel says she also likes Warren's policies, but she's not sure an apology would be enough. We also spoke over Skype.
I really feel like the DNA test was a step too far and that it was really harmful. But, you know, maybe a thorough apology, she could walk it back. You know, I think what she needs to say is just that she's just not Native, that she, you know, what Warren needs to say is that, you know, like a lot of other people in the United States, she grew up with a story that her family was Cherokee. And for a period of time, you know, she claimed to be Native American and she claimed to be Cherokee. And it's something she will no longer claim or defend.
But Nagel doubts Warren will apologize.
I think she scores political points by sparring with Trump. You know, I think that that's part of her political strategy is to have this back and forth with Trump.
Still, Nagel says Warren's DNA test raised important questions in the news about what it means to be Native.
Yeah, I really appreciated that during the fallout from the DNA test, Native voices were heard and centered in a way that hasn't happened in this ongoing controversy.
As Warren pursues the presidency, Nagel hopes media coverage will feature Native perspectives rather than framing Warren's claims in the context of Trump's insults. For KGOU, I'm Caroline Halter.